here's a story from The World.
So Major League Baseball got underway last night to empty stadiums. The evil empire, 205 miles to the south of us here in Boston, they chalked up the season's first victory. You know who I'm talking about.
Stanton with a drive out to left center field, and just like that, the Yankees have jumped in front, 2-0 New York. Had there been fans in the ballpark, it was a guy that bought the worst seat that would have gotten that souvenir.
Yeah, still, it was great to have a little normalcy. For Canada's only team, though, the start of the season is looking anything but normal. The Blue Jays are not even welcome in their own country. Here's The World's Stephen Davey.
Canada has flattened their coronavirus curve. The U.S., not so much. On top of that, the U.S.-Canadian border is closed because of the pandemic, so they couldn't have players going back and forth across the border. Marco Mendocino, a member of Canada's parliament, spoke to the CBC. He said they tried to work out a solution with Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays, and various levels of government in Ottawa, but
the advice that we got was that there were serious risks that remained, and therefore we concluded that there was not a principal basis on which to issue a national interest exemption.
Ice hockey got that national interest exemption, because Canada. So strike one against the Blue Jays. Baseball fans are bummed not to have the action up at the Rogers Centre in Toronto, but this fan seems to see the bigger picture.
We all have to do our part and respect everyone's social distancing. And again, we'll appreciate the game more when it does come around.
But it's not like fans in Toronto or anywhere can actually go to the stadium anyway. Still, it would be nice to have a place to call home. Any place. The Blue Jays tried to find a new home in Pittsburgh to share the Pirates' home, PNC Park. But earlier this week, Pennsylvania said, not so fast. Here is Pennsylvania's Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine.
We took the action in terms of Toronto Blue Jays because it's just more people coming to particularly Pittsburgh and Allegheny County where we've had increases, and we did not want to take that risk.
Strike two. So where to turn to next? The season begins for the Blue Jays tonight against the Rays in St. Petersburg, Florida. Blue Jays officials engaged in talks with the state of Maryland about sharing the Baltimore Orioles stadium. Or there's also Toronto's spring training facility in Florida. But the COVID spike there is not looking good. And also, who wants to play baseball in summer in Florida? The Blue Jays also have a AAA affiliate in Buffalo, New York. That prospect has been creating some buzz on local news.
People here in Buffalo tell me they are crossing their fingers, hoping they choose this stadium.
But the big league players are used to nicer amenities than are found at a minor league park. But with the clock ticking, this afternoon, just days away from hosting their first home game, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made the announcement. The Toronto Blue Jays will be the Buffalo Blue Jays this year. Or rather, the Toronto Blue Jays of Buffalo. It kind of has a nice ring to it. For The World, I'm Stephen Davey.
Cuban American Arturo Sandoval on the horn taking us out today, even though we're well past the seventh inning. We're always in play, though, at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Stay safe, stay healthy, and enjoy some ball games this weekend.
From PRX.